Oh, dang. Yes, it is. It's the Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show. And we got some crazy tunes lined up. We got some Red Cross coming up. And I think we're going to try to call Steve-O and put him on blast. We'll see if our technological advancements have entered whatever century our archaic technology was made in. I don't know. We got a Laserdisc, a VCR, cassette, DVD, bargain PA, turntable, kind of witchcraft thingamajig hooked up to a PC. This is what we're doing live in the back of Burger Records. It's our crazy radio show. And if you didn't know, it's time to get along, pack it up, rock it up, roll it up, do it up, do what you got to do to fucking feel all right. And it's that time. So, you know, it's the summertime. This is for all those suburban punk rock little kiddies out there. This is what it's all about, being suburban punk rock. Red Cross, it's a cover band. One of our favorites, Posh Boy, 1979-80, rock and roll. Thor, baby. Come on, Mark.
Because it's fun, an end. Got the from a bottle of each. Say you get it from the sun, but you know I'll never look back. Rough girl, with your hair so white. Rough girl, rough girl, with your hair so white. Rough girl, outside. Rough girl, with your hair so white. Rough girl, rough girl, with your hair so white. Rough girl, outside.
Hell yeah, it's Berg Raggers Rock and Roll Radio Show. I was Red Cross, one of my favorite beach punk, little snotty brats, rock and roll legends that I've been privileged and honor of becoming pals with and road dogs with and having a lot of cool times. And well, we're trying to call Steve-O, Mr. Steve McDonald, but our technology was taking a shit on us, unfortunately, and then there was the sad times. But you heard from their 1980 Posh Boy debut EP, that was cover band, I Hate My School, Standing in Front of Poser, Annette's Got the Hits, Clark's Girls, and Aniston on Party. And well, I talked to Steve, even though it didn't work, so they couldn't record, and I asked him if he even remembered that EP, because he was like 11 years old, and he remembers a few things. He remembers he was scared shitless. It was his second time recording. And just randomly, Jim Mankey from Sparks recorded and engineered some of those sessions. And he wound up, you know, playing in Sparks many years later, you know. It was just kind of random. And, yeah, awesome. That was and now Steve's in off, and he's going on tour right now, so he's in Europe. Tomorrow or whenever you listen to this thing. And we have some special guests in here. We got some of our OG legends. We got Daniel and Jared from Rolling Blackouts, the old homeboys from the Makeout Party. We did many a show. I saw the Blackouts first show on 4th Street in Pedro. Or no, it was around the corner. Maybe it was the house party, and then I saw the first couple shows. Yeah, I saw the 4th Street. And then here's a mic. And yeah, you can take that.
What up, homie?
Yeah. And so, yeah, Dan, what's up, man? It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
And Jared's been playing tunes. He's in June Holiday. It's June Holiday, right? Yes, sir. And sometimes I forget, is it plural with an S or all that? So I'll give him a ding. June Holiday for that. And yeah, we feature on Burger TV. You can look it up. But Dan, you had been making babies. You're in Minnesota now. Where you been?
I am in Minnesota. I have a baby. I have a child. Well, he's 5 now. He's not.
Yeah,
more like
big dog.
Yeah, big dog.
Getting ready for school.
Yeah, he's gonna start school this year.
That's awesome. Congratulations on raising a child.
Yeah,
that's
thanks, awesome. Man.
Yeah, and you got any band? What are you rocking?
I do. I'm currently in a band called Ripper.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, actually brought you a cassette.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Super. Who did you make that? Who put that
out? We put it out on Lawnchair Records out of Minneapolis.
Oh, cool.
They're pretty new. They
awesome.
Have a couple releases now.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing similar motifs with the rose blackouts. That
there
was your
you
thing. You had the red rose on your guitar strap.
I still rock the rose. Yeah.
So for our listeners that don't know, we should try to find some Rolling Blackouts records. I know we actually have a 7-inch in the box back there. We should play. We wind up with a bunch of Kapow stock.
Oh, nice, nice.
So for listeners that don't know, we're all part of this family of rock and roll in the early 2000s in the Los Angeles surrounding areas. You guys from Lomita, of course. And we were from Anaheim, but we got to make it on the part of the suburb part of the, so yeah,
Suburban Rock.
Yeah,
tip.
We got you. Oh yeah, we're label mates on Kapow. We made we all made cool singles.
Yeah,
I think
we got to play a bunch of fun shows.
We did a ton of shows, so many dang shows.
Yeah, good times.
But yeah, you guys
Street were, memories.
Yeah, you guys were my favorite bands at the time, and I remember, like, you know, we all thought like you guys were gonna be the band to break out of the early 2002 the thing, like when the Jokes and the Strokes and the Hives and the Vines and all that was popping. I was like, you guys were the Los Angeles the band that I really thought should have made it. You guys are the best live band. And
thanks, dude.
Hey, and
I'm
we
flattered.
Got a single. I think we're gonna let's play some. Do you want to? Is there a song you'd like to?
I don't know much about anything. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. And we gotta figure out what side. Cause we got some funky stuff. What do we got? So hell yeah. So yeah, this is your debut single.
Yeah.
And a lot of bands, like, I mean, all, you know, that's one thing Kapow did. They put out a bunch of debut singles by a lot of cool underground bands. Make Out Party, Rolling Blackouts, Alleged Gunmen, Orphans. I don't know if it's their first single or not, but
yeah.
It was a cool time
cool
period.
Yeah, definitely a cool
we're
scene.
I'm glad that we had to, that happened and.
What's up with Kyle nowadays?
Kyle,
is he still around?
Kyle's a photographer.
Oh, nice.
We should put him on blast, even though we don't even know, try to put him on blast. But we just reconnected not too long ago. I don't know. He came by the shop. But yeah, he's taking pictures and doing stuff. He seems to be in a good place and pretty awesome. But yeah, is this a pleasant surprise? We're just going down memory lane. The Rolling Blackouts just walked in, but they got a new band now, June Holiday and Ripper. And we're going to hear I Don't Know Much About Anything from the Rolling Blackouts debut on Kapow from, what, 2004? When was that?
Probably somewhere around then, I'm guessing. Yeah.
This one don't have the insert, so. But yeah. All right, memory lane, rock and roll.
Oh,
I'm not afraid to die. was not. This is about my dog.
محمد عبد الوهاب علي الرشيدي
Thank you. وانا اللي وحدي شكيت كل اللي حب اتنصف وانا
angels live. off my room. And I am doomed. But laughing in my courtyard play the pranksters of my youth. Old man in the gables of the roof, he tells me
Hello. Hey, can I take it? All right.
Take it, Brian.
Thank you. All right. Well, I played some music for you hanging out here.
DJ Spun.
DJ Spun. Yeah, DJ Spun discovered this really cool record now. It's pretty good. I kind of dig it a lot. It's called Atomic Forest. And it's double LP. Ooh. I think I got it at a local record store.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Puke and Vomit Distribution.
Oh, yeah.
Nat.
No, seriously.
Punk is nerd, you know.
Hi, buddy.
All right. And then I kind of like, I threw in Bobby Brown. We all know Bobby Brown as well.
Oh, hell yeah. Psychedelic.
Yeah. Yeah. And
is that the dude that makes his
No one
stuff?
Ever plays his live record, ever. I don't know why. I never hear his live record, but it's pretty damn good. I played this very, very small track called My Dog Is Every Bit As Good As Me.
Hell yeah.
Like that? I did, yeah. And then I found like this 10-inch from Beirut.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of good actually. I got into it for a little while, and I hope you did too. All right, the next song we gotta play Robert Lester Folsom. He's on Mexican Summer, I think. Yeah, and yeah, he has kind of cool like little folk songs, kind of loner sounding, like, as far as I can hear. Yeah, and then I got screwed. Couldn't find the record I wanted to hear, so I played Atomic Forest again. But I played like the second LP, and it sounds drastically different than the first LP we heard earlier. But I guess we'll figure it out later. Yeah, and then I threw on Van de Graaff Generator, Man Dog, and that's a pretty cool proggy record. That yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard them in a while either, but this record should sell. And no, it isn't. Come on down. It's a reissue, but buy it anyways. All right. Well, I'm getting.
That was your set.
I'm getting down. I think I should pass this on.
And then we started the set with the Rolling Blackouts, who are special guests, friends from back in the day, Daniel and Jared, who are now playing in really cool bands that you should check out in the Minnesota era. We know in the land of Prince and all the Purple Paisley cool dudes, we got Ripper. Hell yeah. Rocking. They got a new tape out too, and you should check it out, and it's out there and available for you. And June Holiday is rocking and a rolling and having a reeling of a time. We'll be reeling in the tape soon.
Very soon.
Yeah, you sent us some mixes. Yeah,
I
check
did.
Them out. I haven't listened yet, but okay. I will. I got downloads.
I understand you're a busy man. You're a busy man.
You got weed to smoke, man.
I got weed to smoke. A lot. And what works though is the instant MP3s. Like sometimes I can just press the button and it plays. I don't know. What? SoundCloud is weird. Shout out to SoundCloud. Why are you all weird like that? No, I'm just kidding.
Get on that Dropbox, son.
Yeah, the Dropbox. That's the real deal. That's the heavy duty. We do that too. Yeah. So everyone, keep your ears and eyes and peeled for all the fun yum stuff. Ripper and June Holiday. June Holiday from Lomita, San Pedro, holding down South Bay rock and roll show stuff,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that pretty accurate?
All of that.
On the money.
Yeah, and that's cool stuff. And I don't know who's going to play next. Is it Jeremiah? Jeremiah, engineer, producer, extraordinaire, going to rock and roll for you. Or play some avant-garde for you.
I don't know.
Yeah, yo.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin? Yes, Lisa.
Boo!
that what you need?
And that is-
down like that. The nigga with the plaques and a fat crack sack. Po-po's on my back, blow they ass off the map. With the 187, madman killer, spiller. Nigga guts for the fuck, cause I be rolling with my motherfucking strap on the side.
My work is so hard, oh, 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 my, my,
Oh, yeah. Jeremiah's going to find a microphone. It's the Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show. And we're just rocking out and we're sweating it out and we're trying to chill it out in the back of Burger. That's why I'm just chilling, getting dings and getting dong. Yeah. Woo! Jeremiah gonna find a mic. Jeremiah gonna
let you know. What's up?
What's up, man? What kind
that
of song?
Was a sound.
What you
that
do?
That was a sound.
What's up,
the
man?
Working on the Chain Gang.
I played a couple songs, and that was one of them. Sam Cooke, Chain Gang.
You may remember him from the Soul Stirrers. Yeah.
Yeah, that song was cool.
Do you feel a connection to that song because we put you through so much work here at the Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show?
No, I totally don't feel trapped.
For those that don't know, back home, Jeremiah's brow is glistening from...
Ooh, it's hot back here.
All of that hard work.
Oh,
Dang, Kyle Destiny God Jr., all the way from heaven and hell, depending which little devil you're talking to. The devils and the angels, they're bouncing from shoulder to shoulder, and the wings are sprouting and the horns, too. Oh, the little devilish grin from Kyle Destiny God. You need a microphone, my friend.
Hello. I'm making my return to the radio show.
Finally.
I was here for the golden episodes, the good era.
Yeah, we'll have to Photoshop it.
I've listened to the recent episodes, and they're really bad ever since.
Oh, you coming in to clean it up a
thank
bit?
You, Kyle.
Yeah. What were the episodes I was on, like 10 through 15 or something?
There you go.
Give him some dings for the bad. Yeah, we are bad. Bad to the bone. All right, here's some George Thorogood. Destroyers. Oh, I guess it's not queued up, so, okay. Sorry.
Maya finished reading off his...
Oh, Maya, sorry about... Audacity God came in here raising hell, and we just want to say hi to Audacity, who are playing the Burger Bowl on June 21st, and it's the first time that you guys get to play there with official political correctness.
Don't worry of somebody coming and shutting you down.
Yeah, no park rangers.
It's a politically correct show?
Yeah, first show in 44 years, supposedly... approved by the city of Fullerton in support of the Day of Music. And we're going to go down there and check out the specs with Corky and our friends down there. And we're going to make sure our PA is...
Glenn and Corky.
We're going to go down there and check out the Burger Bowl, make sure it's suited for packing with people.
We are going in less than 30 minutes, 29 minutes.
We're going pretty soon.
I'm heading that way soon, too.
Yeah, you want to go with
us? You want to come and see?
Sure, I was going to go pick up George.
Hey, George lives right there in the hills.
He lives right there.
Yeah, come by and we'll hang out. Hell yeah.
So we got who's all going next?
Audacity God, we're gonna put you on hold. You hold those
Maya, quickly, read your songs.
Maya, tell me what you were doing.
Spice Sam One, Drop on the Side, The Time, Ice Cream Castle, Apollonia 6, Sex Shooter, and Prince Computer Blue.
Excuse me?
Thanks for that enthusiasm.
I hope you enjoyed yourself, Maya. That was a lot of fun.
I love being hot. And I love feeling my own sweat that doesn't go away.
Do you guys remember that when the makeout party was supposed to play at
we did
Hillcrest
play.
Park, but you ended up not playing?
We did play.
Oh, you did play.
We did play. We may have short-circuited the little baby generator, but I know we played some songs. For sure, bro.
I don't remember.
I remember. I think it was AM and Audacity and the makeout party. And it was Audacity's first show with Thomas.
Oh, yeah, and I tackled him at the end of it. He got really mad at me.
Really? And I remember Bobby tackling Thomas.
Your bully?
At Chooch's backyard show in Harlem.
And Todd.
Came through town. Yeah, and then...
Harlem was recording their second album with Mike McHugh, and then they stopped by all out of their minds on who knows what.
Yeah.
And they got yelled at by Chooch's neighbors.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
For parking.
That was Todd Audacity. Todd Audacity played.
Yep.
That was cool.
Those were Bobby's darkest days.
It's all right. He's got he's doing it. He's rocking and rolling. He's got Death Valley Girls. He's getting it all together. But anyways, we're going to pass the mic to one of our favorite DJs in the world, Mr. DJ Dennis. And he just got back from France.
Yes, I did. Oh, do I need headphones here?
It doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't matter. It's kind of aesthetic anyway. Yeah. Keeping it real. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. So this first song that is going to be played is by the Art Ensemble Chicago with Fontanella Bass on vocals. That Fontanella Bass is the woman who sang Rescue Me, the old 60s soul song, and it's from a French soundtrack. I don't remember the name of it, but I'll get to all that after all my songs are done.
And the stack that he brought in looked delicious. Very, very tasty selection. This is all from your
yep.
newly acquired collection of
yep.
France.
Yep, brought all French records.
How much time did you get to spend digging?
Enough time.
That's awesome.
Enough time, but you know, I went as a tourist, so yeah. that was definitely
exactly.
priority.
As
but
a record tourist.
Oh yeah, I know, right?
Hell yeah. Well, but I think you did a good job. You're bringing some babies home.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, we got some cool records. Come down to Burger, baby.
Yeah, brought some records for the store, too.
Woo-hoo!
Exactly. So,
you never
if all
know.
Of y'all out there like, you know, Francois Hardy, Jacques Dutronc, Serge Gainsbourg,
ooh,
I brought some of that,
damn.
For and it's for sale at Burger
ooh,
Records
import.
Right now.
Yeah! Party!
As Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show!
Thank you.
situation. Yes, we all are known because we all are part of it. You see, we made it that way. You know, we got to learn to live together, to love one another. Help brothers and sisters all over the land. Because I believe there's gonna come a time and a day and a place when we all gonna have to stand trial for the wrong, the corruption that we have started in the world today. Yes, the church gonna wanna know. What have we done to get it together, to stop it all? But can we say, but right on, bro?
the Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show. It's quiet. Gabe's here and he's loud, but he doesn't have a mic, so it doesn't show. Right, yeah. He's rumbling and grumbling. Gap Dreams got his tape machine, and it's in full effect again. So keep your ears open, clean out the wax, and let them know there's going to be a record soon. Put it in Atlanta down. Okay. So we got to go because it's the Burger Bowl. We got to do some logistics and look out the location and scout it out and let them know that, hey, we can put a PA here and it should sound accordingly. Awesome. Adassi's going to be there.
Well, we've done it before.
We have. Even under fucked up more conditions with a generator. That likes that. And Gap Dream's going to be there too. And I'll shut the fuck up and let Dennis let y'all know what he was rocking to. Yeah, okay.
All
yeah.
All right.
Give him a ding. Give him a ding.
Hey, watch out. Gotta get my shit.
That's his shit.
All right. First song I played was a song by Art Ensemble of Chicago with Fontanella bass on vocals called Theme de Yo-Yo from a French film called L'Estance à Sophie.
Beautiful.
Some jazz funk madness.
Hell
next
yes.
song was by Cain and Abel, French soul funk group, kind of like the France's version of Sign of the Family Stone.
Yeah, it's and the covers resembles.
Yep.
And their label mates.
And their label mates. And
probably
it was
the same art direction and everything.
Perhaps. Perhaps. So, and it was that song was a cover of Kool and the Gang's Who's Gonna Take the Weight. The next song was a 45 that I found by a group called TNTH, another French funk group. It's a song called Hippopotamus Part 1. And finally, the last song was Jericho Jerk by Les Hyper Sound, which was Pierre Henry and Michel Colombier. It's
very, 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 very awesome.
And that's it, because you guys got shit to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, we
got
to go. And I'm sorry that we're cutting this show a little less than usual, but... It's maybe heavy on some other side, if you don't mind. It was a fun time to have on all of you guys. Rolling Blackouts reuniting someday soon, I'm sure. Until then, Jared and Dan, June Holiday, and Ripper is rocking. So, guys, do your homework out there listening and Google our friends and check out their new tunes. And I'm sure there'll be some Burger tunes out very soon. Sharice in the house, say what's up. Say what's up, say what's up. Sean says what's up.
What's up?
Sean didn't do a set. He's taking one for the team. He's answering emails and getting us out the door because we got places to go, people to see, and all that fun stuff. And Daniel, Jared, you say what's up to the mic.
Yo, thanks for having us, man.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really cool to see you again, Dan.
Ditto, ditto.
We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Yo, Jay.
Whoa, knocking teeth out.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Hell yeah, June Holiday blowing up. They're playing July 29th, Burger Hump Day. We got with Early Dolphin and the She's. So yeah, Continental Room Wednesday the 29th. And our next show at the Burger Bowl, featuring Adassi, Gap Dream, Levitation Room, Dabble, Dog Party, Aqua Dolls, and all kinds of goodies. So
Dabble,
baby. It's our first time going to check them out. Okay, this is Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show. We thank you for listening. Oh, my God, I can't believe you did it again. But there's some good tunes sometimes when we're not talking. So keep listening. I hope Maya's got an outro for this show. Maybe he does, and maybe he doesn't. Do you have a song? It's the Burger Records Rock and Roll Radio Show.
He's doing it. He's taking us out French style right here.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back.